We, American Farm Bureau, had called for the agencies to halt their work on this rulemaking because we knew the High Court was going to hand down the roadmap on the use of significant nexus. Congress agreed with us in a bipartisan fashion. They passed the Congressional Review Act of disapproval, but unfortunately, President Biden vetoed that CRA attempt. But also, you have three district courts that have said that this rule is likely illegal. They have granted preliminary injunctions to prevent the rule from going into effect in 27 states. So it's really quite telling that you have landowners throughout the country saying that this is a bad rule. You have Congress in a bipartisan fashion, and these days it's very hard to get anything supported in a bipartisan fashion and across the finish line to the president's desk. But unfortunately, with the president's veto authority, with one stroke of the pen, he rolled back the will of Congress there. And now you have three district courts saying it's likely illegal. And finally, the cherry on top of the cake is the Supreme Court saying that it's an illegal rule.